I'm today with Kathy Vaughn, who is the president of the Oklahoma Pork Council. And Kathy, let's talk a little bit. Maybe first of all, what's your involvement with the pork industry? Tell me about that.
Okay. I am currently a safety manager and worker comp manager for Smithfield Foods out in northwestern Oklahoma. Our office is headquartered there in Laverne. We employ just a little over 200 people in that area between Harper, Beaver, and Ellis counties. I've been with the company for about 11 years now, so... And my husband also works for the same company, so it's definitely a family affair.
Let's talk a little bit about you've had the opportunity to help represent Oklahoma's pork industry in our nation's capital, a fly-in of MPPC, just wrapped up just a day or so ago now. And I know that there were several priorities that you were talking about, first among yourselves, but then with lawmakers as well.
Sure, yes. We were basically armed with three main topics that we were talking with our state delegations about. First one being TPP and the hope and the urge that we can get that passed. Right now, we've got definite support from our delegation in Oklahoma. However, there's just a lot of unknown on whether we'll actually get that to a vote. The next one was on GPSA. There's a new ruling coming out from the USDA. And basically, long story short, we thought we put this one to bed several years ago, and it looks like it's rearing its head again. So we just want to get ahead of that. So that was another thing we visited about. And then the third thing was around foot and mouth disease. We're asking that we can get some funding. And basically, this is an effort to get ahead of the fact that if we were to have a foreign animal disease, we're not prepared from a vaccine standpoint. So we're asking our legislature to consider putting this in the new farm bill that we'll be working on next year, funding to be able to be prepared with a vaccine should we have a foot and mouth outbreak.
Of course, for the hog industry, it would be devastating if indeed you had FMD.
Yes, really any animal agriculture industry. You know, that would affect the cattle industry as well as hogs, sheep. You know, it's a devastating disease. And there are countries all over the world that are, you know, continually fighting outbreaks. And we definitely don't want to be one. But in the event that that happens, we need to be prepared.
Good trip overall, sounds like.
Yes, very good. Producers from all over the country, really great meetings. It's always good to get out to Washington, but it's also nice to be back home in Oklahoma.
Now, you're back helping the Pork Council folks, your volunteers working once again at the Pork Chop Shop, State Fair of Oklahoma, a long run, but it's always, I know, a great opportunity to sell some pork, but also share with consumers about the great value and the great taste of pork.
Sure. You know, people in this area basically have two opportunities to sample our products or to get our products throughout the year. The major event is the State Fair. Second time in the spring is Oklahoma Youth Expo. But, you know, we definitely encourage people to come out to the fair. We've got the pork chop shop set up. The smokers are running. The meat is there. This year we've got a new product we're calling the Hogzilla, which is basically our normal pork chop layered with a pork burger and then pulled pork on top of that. So if you're really hungry, you definitely need to try one of those. But then just the good old-fashioned pork chop sandwich is pretty good, too.
Tell me about, you know, the pork chop has been the staple of the Pork Council for a lot of years at these events.
Sure. You know, it's a great sandwich. You know, we start off with a wholesome, very nutritious product, and it's smoked for quite a bit of the day and then chopped up and put on a sandwich. And it's just easy to eat, you know. We can get some pretty crazy fair foods out there, but there's nothing like just a good pork chop sandwich.
And two other offerings there, or actually three other offerings beside that as well, including your burger.
Sure. Yep. Pork burger is another choice. The pulled pork sandwich. And then we also offer what we call the chopstick, which is a pork tenderloin wrapped in bacon. So for those bacon lovers out there, that's definitely something you need to try.
There's always quite a few of those around for sure. Now, you know, overall, for the pork industry, events like this, you know, obviously you're selling it, hopefully making, you know, ends meet and everything on that. But the opportunity is to interface with the public, right?
Sure. That's what my job will be actually today, is to just talk with people there. We have people who are working the booth. But, you know, we really have to let people know what we do in this industry. And we have to let them know that, you know, what we do and our goals are to feed the United States, but then also to help feed the world. And, you know, we do it responsibly. We do it ethically. And that's our job out there today, is just to help promote that.